Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of our FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetti here with your end-of-the-week update. Boy, it is an exciting time in the world of fantasy football as your playoffs have either started or they're right around the corner as we are getting down to the nitty-gritty here in the world of fantasy football. We do these podcasts three times a week here at FootballDiehards.com, and we feel they're a great complement to our written work. We have experts on three times per week. We answer your questions available to be sent to me at Vern, V-E-R-N, at footballdiehards.com. A lot of the questions that we ask our experts are all based upon listener response. And in addition to the archiving that we do on the website, we have these available for you three times per week. And we give you a little bit different spin. On Monday, we review the weekend that was. Midweek, we look at some people that you can grab. A lot of leagues still allowing waiver wires. A lot of them don't, so you can skew the topic to maybe these are some guys that I should get in or out of my lineup. And then towards the end of the week, we do some starts and some sits. We look around with some good players and some bad players and see who are the good and bad starts. But looking at action this week, there's a lot of interesting games. And now, not only for your individual playoff implications, but there are huge playoff implications on the line with several teams. So that will impact the play of certain teams. The Arizona Cardinals looking to clinch the NFC West. The Steelers can clinch a playoff spot with a victory and some other help down the road. There's a lot of those starting to fall into play, and that really helps and impacts your rosters. But now to talk about your specific rosters this week, some starts and some sits. Welcome back to the show. One of our great experts here at Football Diehards, it's Joe Hebert. Joe, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
Very, very good. Talking about how this is going to be an exciting week of football for sure, just from a games perspective. And when it gets a little bit more serious on the field, it gets more serious for us fantasy owners out there. Guys stay in the lineups longer. But when some teams clinch, you see some teams pulling guys out of rosters. So we'll see how that goes the next couple weeks. But let's roll through the positions and get some of your good plays, some of your bad plays, starting with the quarterbacks this week.
Okay. For those of you looking, again, deeper down your bench, just past the obvious stars, who you know you want to get on the field if you can, quarterbacks I like this week include Matt Ryan with the Falcons. The Saints are, you know, they hope to outscore teams out there. They don't play a whole lot of defense. And Matt Ryan, as the season goes on, continues to get more and more familiar with all of those weapons that he has out there. He does have a
yep.
nice group of talent. And with him getting more and more comfortable, you know, if the Falcons defense, you know, flounders just a little bit and can't keep up with the Saints and shut them down, then that means Ryan's got to come back himself and put the ball in the air. And he should be able to find success out there, I think. Another quarterback I like this week will be Tyler Thigpen with the Chiefs. He's already leading all quarterbacks with the ground production as far as yards rushing. And this week he goes against the Broncos defense. That pass defense is ranked 27th in the league. And again, like we were just talking about with Ryan, Thigpen has some pretty decent weapons in all phases of the game. And I think Thigpen could be able to produce some stats if you need to reach down your bench for him. One more play I like this week is J.P. Lossman. Looks like he'll be getting a start in most cases, most likely over Trent Edwards. And he'll be facing a Miami team that doesn't really have a great pass defense. Lossman likes to throw the ball down the field a lot, which is certainly a boom for those of you who will be playing Lee Evans this week, and that can mean big points in a hurry for him.
No doubt about it. What about some of the people that you don't like this week?
Usually my duds, I like to go and look at stars who you should be cautious about playing with. And this week, the one I've identified is Tony Romo with the Cowboys. It's Romo's turn to face an extremely tough Steelers defense. And he's going to be pressured all day. Those who have watched a lot of Cowboys action have seen that when Romo does get pressured, he does make mistakes, especially with pressure up the middle. So the combination of all that pressure and a receiver out there like Roy Williams, who's not very experienced in that system yet, I think he'll make mistakes with the pressure out there and hot routes, and I think Romo could have a rough day.
Well, I'll tell you some of the ones that I like from your list. Matt Ryan, I talked to a writer this week from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and you ask why this guy has the success he has, and you don't think rookies would normally have it. They say he's as smart of a quarterback as they've ever seen a guy that they really feel they can build the future around. And that's what it comes down to a lot of times. It's just the personality, maybe not you wouldn't think a rookie would work out, but it's certainly working out there and now starting to spill over into some fantasy success where a guy like Joe Flacco, who's winning games, isn't necessarily a good fantasy play.
Exactly. And one of the things that was known about Matt Ryan coming into the season is he's not afraid to put time in and study this game. He's very much like Peyton Manning in that fact where he will put everything he has into his craft, and he's trying to make himself as best as he can be.
No doubt about it. Let's get to some running backs. Already had the Thursday game this week. Tomlinson gets to the end zone, but who are some guys that you like and don't like this week?
Looking at running back, one of the players I like this week who hopefully can sort of resurrect himself at least for a week here would be Ryan Grant. He's got a pretty decent matchup against the Texans, and I think the combination of him being able to run the ball and also I think he should be able to see some screen passes to try and slow down Merrill Williams in that rush. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. Are you surprised how bad he's been, Grant?
It's been really disappointing, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
The second half of last year he was a monster and couldn't be stopped, and really the big deal has been the disappearance of Favre. So once again, a little bit of Favre issue there of what he brought to that team. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has done a more than adequate job filling in for him. He's been impressive.
That's what I was going to say. I looked at their numbers a little bit closer, and Rodgers is still putting up good numbers and good enough to start fantasy numbers at times. But, boy, they're not getting the good defense they had. Their special teams is down. And the reason why they're not doing as well, though, is they have no running game. Teams can just key in on Rodgers in the passing game.
Right, and plus, don't forget, you know, Grant missed all the preseason holding out for a contract, and then as soon as he gets back, he's got to deal with a little bit of injury factor. So it's really been a rough year for him.
Well, give us some more players that you like and don't like.
Continuing on the running back there, Peyton Hillis has himself a nice matchup this week. He'll be going out there with Selvin Youngs back in the fold, but one shouldn't worry about that. I think the coaches pretty much know that Young is not capable of being the primary guy out there. And
yep.
Hillis should get most of those carries against the Chiefs, and especially in the red zone when they want to, you know, bury the ball in the back of the end zone, it just should be Hillis getting the call. And
that's a good one.
One more I'll throw out there for you is, if you got to reach again down your bench, Chester Taylor. The Vikings have the Lions this week, and those who have been paying attention out there on diehards are probably aware that Peterson's been getting time off during the week just to rest up and not get worn down here in a long season that they're hoping will include some playoff action with the Vikings. And it makes sense to me that if the Vikings can get a nice lead, they may as well go ahead and sit Peterson down and preserve him again. And to me, that means more carries for Chester Taylor and a chance for him to produce.
Well, a guy I want to throw in there too, Tim Hightower should have a really good game. Hasn't had a really good one since the last time the Cardinals played the Rams and should go over 100 this week.
Yeah, I like that play as well. That's good. Again, Hightower is definitely a matchup-based type of back. He is not a supremely talented back, and you got to pick your spots with him.
Give us somebody that you don't like this week.
Somebody I'm not wild about this week at all is Marion Barber. Again, the Cowboys are going against the Steelers, and the Steelers will shut down the run. And even if he was going to this game completely healthy, I'd be concerned about it because it's late in the season and Barber's not used to this amount of carries. But when you add in his foot injury, his toe injury, and that's really going to be a problem. And the Cowboys would do everything possible to get him on the field, and I'm sure Barber wants to be on the field, but I can't see him being highly productive at all.
No doubt about it. Extra motivation, too. The Steelers can clinch with a win and some help, so they're going to be playing for a lot this week, especially with Roethlisberger slowed. But, well, those are some good quarterbacks and running back information. Let's close it out with your thoughts on the receiver position this week.
Okay. One of the receivers I like this week would be Amani Toomer with the Giants. For those who've had their hole in the ground, Plaxico Burress is done for the year. and his replacement is Dominic Hickson, who Eli Manning seems to have total confidence in. And one should not shy away from playing Hickson either. But I think this week against the Eagles, the player they're more likely to turn to is Toomer and his experience in a pretty big game for them as they look to really demonstrate exactly who they are this season.
Okay.
Another one I like is Marvin Harrison as we continue with the old guys. the Colts just cannot seem to get a ground game going. I mean, it shows up in flashes here and there, but they just can't seem to rely on it. And that probably gets Peyton Manning back in throwing mode again against the Bengals. And Harrison's been playing good ball after many people wrote him off to start the year thinking he would not make it back. And I have to admit, I was I highly doubted that he'd come back as strong as he had. But he's been pretty good, and I think he could be a good play this week. And one more, again, as we march down the geriatric aisle here, is Isaac Bruce. He's going against the Jets, and I think the Jets will be able to do pretty much what they want on offense, and that means when the ball gets turned around and the Niners have it, they'll be playing catch-up. And and so we'll be seeing the ball in the air a lot, and Isaac Bruce is certainly the primary target out there.
Anyone that you don't like for this week?
Not real keen on Braylon Edwards, surprisingly enough.
Oh, big surprise there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got all kinds of factors here. We got Ken Dorsey playing quarterback, so that's scary enough. And then when you realize they're going up against the Titans defense, I mean, there's just no way. Edwards may only get a couple opportunities in this game to drop the balls he does get, so he's certainly somebody you want to stay away from this weekend.
Well, Joe, great information as always, not only in written form, but here on our weekly podcast. Good luck to you and your teams this weekend, and we will catch you next week.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck to you and everyone else.
Thanks so much. That's Joe Hebert, one of our great experts here and our end-of-the-week guest on our Football Diehards podcast. I'm Jeff Renetti. Everybody have a great weekend out there. Continue to read all of our great content at footballdiehards.com. Check out my column, View from the Cheap Seats. This is up. And all the great work by Mike Jones, Joe Hebert, Bob Harris, Emil Cadillac, and all of our guys. Boy, we have a lot of litany of people that are just pumping information that you need to take advantage of. I'm Jeff Renetti. So long. Until next week, everybody, it's our FootballDiehards.com podcast.